Chapter 7 Paradise. Years passed, and the giant grew very old and weak. He could not play anymore, so he sat in a huge armchair and watched the children at their games and looked at his garden.
"I have many beautiful flowers," he said. "But the children are the most beautiful flowers of all."
He was happy to see the children have fun. One winter morning, the giant looked out of his window. He did not hate the winter now, for he knew that the spring was merely sleeping and that the flowers were resting. Suddenly, he rubbed his eyes in wonder. He could not believe what he saw. In the farthest corner of the garden was a tree covered in lovely white blossoms. It certainly was a wonderful sight. Its branches were all golden, and silver fruit hung down from them. And under it stood the little boy he had loved. Downstairs ran the giant in great joy, and out into the garden. He rushed across the grass and came near to the child. And when he came quite close, his face grew red with anger. He said,
"Who dared to wound you?"
For on the palms of the child's hands were the prints of two nails. The prints of two nails were on his little feet, too.
"Who hurt you?" cried the giant. "Tell me that I may kill him."
"No,"
answered the child.
"These are the wounds of love."
"Who are you?"
asked the giant as a strange wonder fell on him. He knelt before the little child. The child smiled at the giant and said to him,
"You let me play once in your garden. Today, you shall come with me to my garden. It is paradise."
And when the children ran in that afternoon, they found the giant lying dead under the tree. He was all covered with white blossoms.